Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Good morning, 620 on Wall Street. I'm John Tucker. We get some big economic numbers today. GDP, and joining us with a preview from Bloomberg Intelligence, Bloomberg Intelligence economist Yelena Shulateva. How did I do that? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. I'm getting there.
Great job.
Archie Bunker, you know who he is. He used to say that the U.S. has the grossest domestic product.
But
how gross is it going to be?
Actually, we're probably going to get a good number this morning. So
this is the second quarter GDP. Is it a revision?
Second quarter GDP advance estimate. So we're going to get a first glance at the numbers for the second quarter this morning at 8:30. And the consensus of the economists surveyed by Bloomberg is expecting a 2.5% increase in the second quarter. Now, the trick here is that we might get a slightly lower headline number. And we received a new report from the Census Bureau yesterday that indicated a little bit wider trade deficit and a little bit less of inventory accumulation, which might suggest that there are downside risks to the headline number.
But that trade number, it could also indicate that there's stronger consumption in the U.S. too.
So the wider trade deficit was a result of stronger than expected imports. Mm-hmm. So imports increased more than people anticipated. So that in turn might suggest that consumer spending was stronger in the quarter. So this is actually a positive development.
The inventories were a little weaker too yesterday,
which is also could indicate that in the future they will need to be accumulated more. So that's kind of a positive development as well. So what analysts should be looking at is something called final demand, which basically GDP excluding this trade and inventory categories. So if that is strong, that's a positive news, suggesting that the economy is finally growing above potential, which is around 2%, we assume. And this would be the first time in a year when the economy would grow more than potential. So this is positive news.
What kind of number are we looking for the entire year for growth in the United States?
So something slightly above 2%, I would say.
Which is kind of ho-hum.
Well, but it seems like it's good enough for the Fed to continue on a gradual path of, removing policy accommodation.
Well, is it? I mean, you have to see inflation there as well.
They in their forecasts, they indicate they are expecting growth to end up at 2% for the year as a whole. Q4 over Q4 for them to deliver further rate hikes. Obviously, they need to see more inflation, but there's a lot of different opinions on the committee about where inflation is going. But overall, they are optimistic enough that it will reach the 2% target in the medium term.
Okay, let's switch from the U.S. to Japan, which was the big story of the day. Bank of Japan. It was expected they were going to deliver a lot more. They sort of under-delivered, and we see the yen strengthening there, which is not what they want. What do investors have to take away from the Bank of Japan action or inaction today?
Well, inaction today, yeah, definitely there was less than the markets were expecting. That could suggest that, Bank of Japan is starting to worry about the impact on JGBs and perhaps fiscal sustainability. They will review their policy at the next meeting. They decided to do a comprehensive review. And that could suggest that there's just maybe a little bit less willingness to finance fiscal support.
One of the reasons we care in the United States, the differential between Bank of Japan, the rates there, and the U.S., I mean, that spread is starting to widen.
So, that's not going to be something that, the Federal Reserve will probably worry about. They will look at how the domestic economy is doing when they continue on their gradual policy path.
Yelena, good to see you. Thank you very much. Yelena Shulateva from Bloomberg Intelligence, providing unique real-time research and context on industries, all the market and government factors that impact business terminal customers. You can access this function at BIGO. Again, GDP for the second quarter, that's at what, 8:30, right? 8:30 Wall Street time. And you are listening to Bloomberg Radio.